17. Here is the symbol of a condenser. It is made of two metal plates separated by a non-conducting material. The pictures show several types of condensers classified as to the material between the plates. If a condenser is placed across a battery, the condenser will charge to the battery voltage. There will be an excess of electrons on the bottom plate and a deficiency of electrons on the top plate. If the battery is now removed, as at B, the condenser remains charged. If a resistor is placed across the condenser, as at C, the excess electrons on the bottom plate flow through the resistor back to the top plate. The size of the condenser is measured in microfarads. 19. This is the symbol and a picture of a diode vacuum tube. It is also called a rectifier. It has a filament, plate, and a glass envelope from which the air has been removed. 20. Here a transformer is causing an AC current to flow through the filament. The filament becomes red hot and electrons are boiled off. If the plate is made positive, electrons are attracted from the filament to the plate, but if the plate is negative, no current will flow. A rectifier can change alternating current to direct current. 21. Here is a half-wave rectifier circuit. V1 conducts only on the half cycle when the plate is positive. The current through R1 flows in pulses as shown. This is called pulsating DC. We need a filter to smooth out the variations. Notice the symbol for the chassis of the set, sometimes called the ground symbol. 22. Here is a half-wave power supply with a filter composed of L1, C1, and C2. When the plate of V1 is positive, V1 conducts. Current flows as shown by the arrows. Electrons are stored on the bottom plates of C1 and C2, while energy is stored in the magnetic field of L1. 23. When the plate of V1 is negative, V1 does not conduct. However, the electrons stored on C1 and C2 now flow up through R1, aided by the energy returned by L1. The current through R1 and the output voltage remain almost constant. The FCC specifies that adequate power supply filtering must be used below amateur frequencies of 144 megacycles. 24. Here is a full-wave power supply. V1 contains two plates. A center tap is used on T1. When one plate of V1 is negative, the other plate is positive. Therefore, on one half cycle, electrons flow from the filament to the top plate. On the next half cycle, electrons flow from the filament to the bottom plate. The graph shows what the current through R1 would be without a filter. It is now much easier for the filter to remove the variations and produce pure DC. This is the symbol for a triode vacuum tube. A grid has been placed between the filament and plate. When the grid is negative, few electrons get through to the plate. When the grid is positive, many electrons get through to the plate. The grid voltage controls the current flow through the tube. In some tubes, a cathode is placed around the filament. The cathode is heated by the filament. However, the cathode now throws off the electrons. Some circuit diagrams do not show the filament, although it is understood to be present. 26. In this circuit, let us throw S1 to the left. C1 charges to the battery voltage with the top plate negative. 27. Now let us throw S1 to the right, placing the charged condenser across L1. Together, L1 and C1 are called a tuned circuit. When S1 closes, C1 discharges through L1. A magnetic field about L1 expands. 28. When C1 has an equal number of electrons on both plates, it is discharged and the voltage across it is zero. At this time, the field about L1 collapses and keeps the electrons flowing in the same direction. 29. The collapsing field of L1 causes the bottom plate of C1 to become negatively charged. Finally, the field about L1 is exhausted. 30. C1 now discharges through L1 in the opposite direction. This process happens again and again. An AC current flows in L1. A graph of the voltage across C1 might look like this. It is an AC voltage. 31. The frequency of this AC voltage is called the natural resonant frequency of L1 and C1. If either L1 or C1 is made smaller, the frequency becomes higher. In the picture shown, the coil and variable air condenser are resonant to about 20 megacycles. Notice that the voltage or current gets less and less. This is due to the resistance losses of the circuit. If we supply energy to the circuit, it will furnish us with AC of steady strength, whose frequency depends on the size of L1 and C1. 32. This circuit is called an oscillator. Whenever the top plate of C1 goes positive, a surge of current flows through V1 and L2. The magnetic field about L2 expands and cuts across L1, giving energy to L1 and C1. A constant strength AC sine wave of voltage now appears across L1 and C1.